What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Dory Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of Doggy Diamonds No Filter. After my little two-week vacation that I had to take because I was handling a lot of administrative things. So that's why you haven't heard a new podcast from me. But what's the better time to jump back in to do a podcast when we got this hot topic going on? Even though it's been many things going on, I cover some of the stuff on my YouTube show, Keep It 1000. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. But I'm back on the audio, on the podcast, on the iTunes and everything like that. The Doggy Diamonds No Filter. So, what's everybody talking about? What's everybody been talking about for the past 2 days now? The whole Ebro and Kodak Black fiasco where people think that Ebro was wrong. You see some people saying Kodak was wrong. I see more people saying Ebro was wrong more than I see people thinking Kodak Black was wrong or handled it wrong or whatever. I see people going in on Ebro. Now, this is what I want to say about in reference to Kodak Black. I think the interview helped him because the moment of him walking out, which caused the controversy that made everybody watch the interview, for once, I realized that Kodak Black is intelligent. I realized that he's articulate besides his southern, you know, twang, which has nothing to do with his intelligence. But, you know, besides, if you could get past his accent and some of the slang, he's intelligent. I thought his answers to many of the questions was on point. I thought his point of view on certain things was on point. I thought it was a good look for him. You know, I was like, oh, wow. You know, it made me, for somebody who's never really checked for his music besides what was out there that I heard, you know, by default, it made me say, yo, let me learn a little bit more about this dude from that interview. The last Kodak Black interview that I saw was awkward as hell, was the Breakfast Club interview where he had on a ski mask and he might have said about 15 words throughout the whole interview. So I didn't know if he could talk. I didn't know if he was socially awkward, if he was autistic, if he had Asperger. I didn't know what the hell was wrong with him. I just thought something was off. Then I seen like little Instagram things of him where he was just standing there for like 2 minutes and ain't say shit. So I was like, something ain't right with dude, you know. So that's what I always assumed, that he wasn't mentally stable, you know. And that doesn't mean that you can't make great music and be a good artist, you know. Some of the greatest artists is not all there, so that's not that. But just to hear him talk, I was like, oh wow, you know, he actually has a good insight on certain things. And you know, he's actually intelligent, you know, so I thought it was a good look for him. Now, this is the pros and the cons of being in journalism and doing interviews and stuff like that. You have people who do interviews, who's just trying to get information, have a good interview. Then you have people who's trying to capture moments in the interviews with shock and different things to go viral off of. I can't get mad at anybody who do either one. You know, this is what you do. So when people out there like, yo, Ebro's a bitch, Ebro this, that, and the third, I'm like, Ebro's just doing what Ebro do. You know, I think people don't like Ebro. And for people who don't like him, I kind of understand why you don't like him. But for the same reasons you might not like him, you might not like me, you might not like others who do interviews. I mean, shit, everybody think they could do interviews these days anyway, or do interviews better than all of us. So they not going to like us. But I think that at this particular time, Ebro, in this moment, this was the right moment for everybody to pounce. Whoever didn't like him, this was their time to speak their piece. Yeah, I knew you was a bitch. I thought you was a bitch. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of. And I didn't really feel like Ebro really did anything wrong in that interview. He just made one big mistake, which I'm going to get to. And I guess that would be the thing that he did wrong. But overall, it was a great interview. I liked the interview. I was like, oh wow. Now, when these artists are going on these platforms and you're being questioned by 3-4 people, and it could be a little difficult because you're kind of like rubbernecking, looking around. This person is asking you this, then this person is asking you some off the wall shit, and then this person is asking you something different. It's kind of like, it could be a little confusing. So I can see like when some artists go on a Breakfast Club when some people go on Ebro in the Morning and some of these other shows, there is no real focal point. Like, you don't, it's not, it doesn't feel like one-on-one. It doesn't feel like you're having dialogue with an individual to where this individual is getting you to either bare your soul or just talk about things. It feel like the questions are not coordinated correctly. You know what I'm saying? This is just my critique and how I feel. But I mean, yo, they get millions of views. They got millions of subscribers. So who am I to say that they're doing it wrong or whatever the case may be? But that's just my thing. So if I was an artist and I'm going on these platforms and this person is asking me a question, then I'm looking this way, then I got to turn this way and answer this question that had nothing to do with this question right here. And then this person over there is asking me a question that had nothing to do with the two questions that was asked. I'm like, hold on, what the fuck are y'all talking about? And I think that was the moment where he got into an uncomfortable position with Ebro. And then Rosenberg asked him some shit to try to, you know, break the ice and change the topic. And he was just like, yo, what the fuck are y'all talking about? But he probably wanted to say that throughout the whole interview, because again, there really is no focal point with the artist in these settings. You know, it's not like the seating is a certain way. The seating is a little awkward. It's a little, you know, it's just a little awkward, you know? So, I learned a little bit about Kodak Black. The only thing that threw me off with him was when he called ODB the midget. I was like, you're talking about Bushwick Bill, bro. Like, you gotta know, if you're gonna be in this game, in this culture of hip hop, you gotta know some of the people. Now, him turning 21 and all that, that's great. You know, that I think the young versus old thing is just used and abused too much, and we put too much emphasis on who's old and who's young and what's excusable and inexcusable for ages and all that. But you kind of gotta know who Wu-Tang is. You gotta know who Earl Dirty Bastard is. I don't care who you are and where you from and how old you are. You know, you gotta know who that is, because that's one of the pioneering groups in hip hop. And he didn't know. So it's cool that it's a teachable moment for him. Like, no, Earl Dirty Bastard is in from Wu-Tang. So that's a good thing that he didn't know. So I'm not clowning him for not knowing. He just didn't know. And then you teach him right there on the spot. That's a good thing. Now, I'm not going to make this long and drawn out. I think the moment Ebro is kind of supposed to ask him about what he's going through, but it's a way you ask somebody. Like, you don't give your opinion on how you feel about a certain thing and then expect the person to say, yeah, I agree with you or whatever. Because when you say we take sexual assault and rape serious, that's like you're saying, yo, you did it. You know, that's like saying to him, yo, you did it, or you're guilty. So that was the problem. So I can understand why Kodak got uncomfortable, because it's like, yeah, we take sexual assault serious up here, but, and then it's like, after but is bullshit. I don't care who you are. So when you say you take sexual assault serious, that automatically putting him in the seat of somebody who's guilty. So he's fighting the case. And then he replies, you know, then when Rosenberg interjected and tried to change the topic, then Ebro right there, that was the mistake. This was the biggest mistake he made, because I felt like he seen the moment that he knew he was going to get a viral moment. I felt like he knew right there that this was going to be the moment where this could go left or right. Now, me personally, I done been in interviews where I felt and I felt the vibe and the aura, but it was a one-on-one vibe where I felt like I made the artist uncomfortable. I felt like what I just asked them made them uncomfortable. And depending on how they react and their body language is whether I go further with it or I back away or I go around it, still get the answer that I need, but it's just not so harsh. Sometimes I might even rephrase the question, but I felt like Ebro, with his personality, a little bit of his ego, a little bit of his aura, he felt like, yo, it's my show. I'm gonna do and say what the fuck I want. And that's cool. That's cool that it's your show and you can do and say what you want, because you're right and exact on that one. But people don't watch the show for you 100%, even though it's called Ebro in the Morning. So, hey, I could be wrong. But I felt like he knew he was going to capture the moment, and he pounced. And truthfully, Yo, he was supposed to, because people say, yo, you doing it for views. You doing it for ratings. What else do you do it for? Everything is based off of numbers. Everybody's going to say, well, you don't do numbers. You don't do this. You don't do that. And you're judged based off the numbers that you produce or you don't produce. Everybody's talking about numbers. So if you have a moment where you know you might be able to get some numbers, you do it. Me, I'm different. I don't do things and I don't probe and I don't do certain shit based off of trying to get certain numbers, because if I did, forget about it, you know, but that's just me. And I can't expect people to be like me, and nobody could expect Ebro to be like them. He's in a corporate setting where the numbers don't come back a certain way. He's out of here. He's fired. So I get it. I understand it. And I'm not knocking it, you know. So what his biggest mistake was right there when Kodak answered and he was like, yo, I feel like when a nigga be going through some real shit, people look at that shit as entertainment. I got that and I understand that. But you're in the entertainment business. People don't know when to separate what's real shit from what's entertainment. We done seen dudes troll, fake stories, do all types of shit. So we don't know what's real. And people getting arrested and all that. Like, this shit is so, it's so many things that's so fictitious and fake and scripted. Sometimes you don't even know what's real. And he should have prepped them before the interview. Yo, don't ask me nothing about my case. I can't talk about it. Now, you have somebody who goes out there and do interviews, Troy Ave. Troy Ave speaks openly about certain details of his case, and then there's certain things he say he can't talk about. Kodak Black need media training. He needs to know what to say, what not to say, and say what he can't say, and don't get upset, because as the interviewer, you kind of have to ask the interviewer, I mean, you gotta ask the individual something about what's going on currently, whether it's legally, whether it's their personal life, whether it's whatever. You have to ask them, because if I don't ask you and then you go do an interview with the next person and they ask you, they got that headline that we all need to make the interview happen. Another mistake Ebro made, when he said change the subject. You know, he could have said, all right, let's change the subject. Let's do something else. That's when his arrogance kicked in and his cockiness kicked in. Because when Kodak said, yo, change the subject or I finna bounce, he was like, yo, we could end this right here then. He knew he had it right there. He knew he had that million views he might have been going for. He knew he had that 2 million views he might have been going for. That was the biggest mistake for the viewers. But for him, that wasn't no mistake. That was like, oh shit, I got it. And me personally, I get it. Would I do that? No, because only time I would do that, if I don't like the artist or the artist said something willingly or put some information out there willingly, that is like, oh shit, we just got the moment. You know what I'm saying? Because trust me, when everybody's doing interviews, they looking for that moment in that interview where they know, here goes my title, here goes my headline. There's plenty of times where you done seen me do an interview and I say, well, there go my headline, you just said it. And I let them know right on the spot, this is how I'm going to sell this interview. Because whether y'all like it or not, when people doing these interviews, if it just says Kodak Black on Ebro in the Morning, you might not click it. Why? Because you don't really particularly care for Ebro. You don't care for Rosenberg. And the female, you know, I don't know if people really care. But when it says Kodak Black walks out of Ebro in the Morning interview, everybody's interested. Everybody wanna see the train wreck. Everybody wanna see the BS, the bullshit. So I mean, what you expect? So he could have really, really cleaned that up. He really could have said to him, yo, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have to apologize or nothing, because I don't think it was an apologizing moment. But I just felt like he could have went with another direction with the interview if he wanted to continue. Maybe he was done. Maybe he felt like, yo, I don't even want to talk to this nigga no more anyway. Or I got everything I needed out of him so we could leave. I just got my moment. Yeah, I got 1 million views. I got 2 million views. Everybody going to be talking about it. Blah, 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 blah. That's probably what he felt. But that was the mistake. Other than that, great interview. Kodak, I don't think he could or should hang his head in shame. I think that the interview was very, very a good look for him. Besides him walking out, it was a good look for him. And even him walking out is going to bring a lot of people to the interview. You can hear my little niece in the background, mad as hell as usual, yelling. And it is what it is. This is Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. But I'm about to get out of here. That was just my assessment of the interview. Ebro just made that mistake, and I think it was a mistake that was done on purpose, and I get why he did it, and I understand why he did it. That's why I really don't 100% fault him for doing it. And people saying he's a cop, he's police, I didn't hear nothing incriminating in there. I didn't hear anything saying like, so, you know, did you rape the girl or whatever. Again, the way he put the question, like, of course, Kodak was going to feel a way because he made it sound like he was already been tried and convicted for it. So that's what's going to make you feel a way. But I didn't hear him say anything like, so did you rape the girl, or let's talk about your rape case. Or he said, you know, you got some things going on that you can't discuss, and I would like for you to come back and talk about it. So you're going to have people who's going to, you know, understand it. Then you're going to have some people that's going to be like, Ebro's a hoe. I get it. I seen Trick Daddy go off on the deep end. I seen Haitian Fresh go up on the off on the deep end. I seen all of that. I'm paying attention to all of that. And it is what it is. Like I said, Ebro, to a certain extent, is not a likable guy by many people. So this is the moment that they just like, yeah, motherfucker, I've been waiting to shit on you. I've been waiting to get at you. And this is his moment. He has to weather that storm, but I don't think he minds. You know what I'm saying? I think the more you talk about Ebro, I think the more everybody's going at him, because ain't nobody gonna do shit. Everybody just be talking of what they gonna do. Ain't nobody gonna do shit. You know what I'm saying? So this all works in his favor. He was able to have a moment where he got his troll on, and it's gonna work for him. You know what I'm saying? And Kodak, yo, it's working for you too, bro, because everybody talking about you. You got a project, you know, that you got out there. Yo, this is good for everybody. You know, sometimes even when it's bad, it can be good. You got to find a way to take the bad and make it good. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube, Doggy Diamonds TV. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you leave me a comment, a rating on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe to everything. I also have merch, shop.doggydiamondstv.com. Make sure you go there. If you want to donate to my cause, I'm an independent podcaster. I got Cash App. I have PayPal. Everything is in the description box. You could become a member of Patreon, where you get exclusive content that nobody else get. Whatever, however you want to support me, or, you know, just a simple follow on all social media. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Everything is Doggy Diamonds. D-O-G-G-I-E. D-I-A-M-O-N-D-S. So with that, this is short and sweet one. I ain't gonna keep y'all all day talking about this. I ain't into talking about, you know, niggas for like an hour or nothing like that. So I'm up off this. I'll holler at y'all on the other side. Peace. All right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.